This is James Grunvig with Decentralized.media on Unrestricted Warfare. And yes, this is the weekend before the eclipse. And we have a lot more. Rich Germeau and I are going to dive deep into the plan. What's the plan? Trust the plan. We're going to get into it. We're going to explain exactly what it is, exactly what's coming. And it's going to be the end of the deep state, in my opinion. But we're going to start off with CERN. Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger out of Switzerland. Right, she's been on my show a couple times earlier last month. Well, let's bring on her video and get her take on why CERN is acting up on exactly the day of the eclipse overseas.
Because there are lots of physicians, I know some, they're doing very strange experimentation. There are beings from portals coming in and out. It's physicists from the CERN who told me this.
They've testified to beings coming in and out of portals.
Yes. And they were saying, I mean, I met them at a dinner and there were two of them. And both said that, yes, they have, you know, secondhand proof that the people who they're dealing with the boson of Higgs and the subatomic things. So they have apparently in the bottom of the CERN, this portal, this door where they are dealing with all the subatomic dimensions. They say there are 17 different dimensions of reality. That's what those physicists said. Some others say there are more dimensions. You know, we know the time, space, the tri-dimensional X, Y, Z in a graphic. But then you have more dimensions and they are playing with that, they're using that, and they were a group, and they had a being, they did not tell me more, who came that doesn't resemble a human, and then they had another one, and they have a proof, because they left a scarf. They left a scarf. And now, when you look at what is going on in the CERN, there is a fight from some of the military agencies, intel, they say that there is a fight on time. They're trying to change time.
You're going to so much effort digging all these tunnels, spending so much money to smash particles together. Mm-hmm. And so what's the point?
Scientific exploration. I think it's almost like asking, you know, what's the point of art or music? I think humans have this curiosity of finding what's out there and how does the world around you work? And FCC will help us answer some of those questions.
She's a very naive scientist, in my opinion. It's demonic CERN, in my opinion. You don't have pagan rituals, human sacrifices, whether it was real or what it was simulated on a institutional grounds, which they did late at night and it was filmed. You don't have Shiva, the god of destruction, as the center point of your thing. I mean, there's a lot of things you don't do. If you're a real scientist, you don't do any of that stuff. So are they really finding the God particle? I think it's a complete baloney. I think they're trying to do several things. One is maybe to help Project Bluebeam with the fake alien invasion of the sky. That's a possibility because they might be able to manipulate the clouds or sky or the metallic layer. And the other thing they're doing, that could be literally opening the pit of hell that's in the book of Revelation. Rich, welcome to the show. Weigh in. We got a lot coming on Monday. Maybe it's just a eclipse. Or maybe we got NASA interfering with the three sounding missiles. Maybe we have chemtrails blocking out the actual eclipse or weather modification. Anything's possible. I do not trust governments anywhere in the world. Go ahead.
CERN, what are they actually doing? They're trying to open up parallel realms and contact higher beings, good or bad ones, probably bad ones.
Yeah.
You know, what is the internet? What is the cloud? It's a parallel realm. It's a porthole that's been opened up into this parallel realm where, you know, who knows what can come through the other side? Who knows what can come through these portholes that we are interfacing with? You know, the intent's not good, you know. The Q people, you know, I know that they're hyper aware of the CERN stuff, that it's a big deal. I mean, this is all ritualistic stuff related to ushering in the beast, I guess you could say. But I mean, it certainly has played a big role in it. I certainly believe that they're going to destroy CERN at some point. It's going to be gone.
I'm with you. The main hole or gateway down below is called Alice in Wonderland. White Rabbit refers to adrenochrome. So this is a satanic pedophile operation masquerading as science. And what's really interesting is the key bridge that you and I discussed last week. It happened at 1:28 in the morning. You take 1:28, you put into the Gematria calculator. The top result is CERN. This is not an accident. You and I believe it's a White Hat Alliance, and the Q operation is telling us it is a White Hat. That was a White Hat operation. Exactly 1:28. Yeah, there's some dates related to Francis Scott Key and whatever, but really the 120 is related to CERN. That's what I find interesting. Anyway, let's talk about the movie Civil War. The Civil War movie comes, it gets out to theaters next Thursday on the 11th of April. So 3 days after Eclipse. And what's interesting is the plan, which we're going to explain, the Q operation is always they have to avert the Civil War or nothing will ever get accomplished. People will not wake up. They'll still be in a psychosis. They'll still be taking vaccines. They'll still be agreeing to government. We have to shatter that. That's what the operation's about. So they have to avert Civil War, and we'll explain why. But let's look at the trailer of the coming movie.
States have seceded.
The United States Army ramps up activity.
The White House issued warnings to the Western forces as well as the Florida Alliance.
The three-term president assures the uprising will be dealt with swiftly.
Let me know if you want to try anything on.
Are you guys aware there's like a pretty huge civil war going on all across America?
We just try to stay out. With what we see on the news, seems like it's for the best.
Citizens of America,
the so-called Western forces of Texas and California
have suffered a very great defeat at the hands of the United States military.
Mr. President, do you regret the use of airstrikes against American citizens?
We're moving to D.C. today.
We need to go down there.
They shoot journalists on sight in the Capitol.
Every instinct in me says this is death.
What if?
Every time I survived a war zone, I thought I was sending a warning home. Don't do this. But here we are.
There's some kind of misunderstanding here.
What?
Well, you're American, okay?
Okay. What kind of American are you? You don't know?
The Western forces will reach the White House on July 4th.
Oh, my God.
Get in the car! Get in the car! Move, move, move!
You're gonna hang back.
I'm not hanging back.
One nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Go, 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 go!
God bless America.
I want to show this right here. We have the Washington Monument, which we know is Osiris Base and Baal's Shaft, right? It is what the Satanists worship. We have a forming of a half a pyramid right here, and then the next ray of light, we're seeing a pyramid. This is in our face from the Illuminati. So I find all of that interesting. I find the two best scenes in there is it's supposed to be four journalists traveling around the country during the Civil War. That's how we're going to see the movie, the story thread. It's a journey. And the one journalist says, Mr. President, how do you feel about shooting American citizens? Well, that'd be okay if it happened in 2020. But we're in 2024. And since Biden came into office, we have tens of millions of Chinese soldiers in here. We have rebels from Yemen, Afghanistan, Syria, Iran here. We have terrorists from all over the world, including Eastern Europe, you know, Ukraine. A lot of the weapons that Pelosi sent overseas is back and going to be used against the American citizen. Thank you very much, Nancy Pelosi. We got Venezuelan terrorists here, South Americans. We got, you know, M13 criminal gangs. You got an all-star cast to destroy America. So if we ever went to a civil war, it would not be fighting against Americans only. It would be fighting against all of these millions. So the entire tenor, the entire landscape from 2024 to 2020, BLM, Antifa, color revolution riots have changed. Go ahead, Rich.
Boy, civil war. Well, how it was explained to me is this way. If we would have had one, we would defeat them easily. But the problem is that they would be able to regroup and to escape, and we'd be continually fighting this deep state if we had a war with them. That's what they want. They want a war. You know, these immigrants could be, you know, related to starting a hot phase and giving them a distraction where some of them can get out or try to escape, you know, because ultimately we couldn't be defeated, the people in this country. I mean, we're way too heavily armed, you know, even with all their resources.
Correct.
There's too many of us, right? I mean,
There's a former Delta Force and Navy SEALs I've talked to says there's no chance they could overtake us.
No, definitely not.
There's too many of us, too many armed, and we're not giving up the weapons. That's never going to happen, no matter what Biden law writes. You know, at some point across the red line, Americans will gather together in militias or groups or whatever you want to call them, and we will fight back. But we have not done that yet because there's no need to do that. And I believe part of the plan is to expose all this, to take America to a near-death experience, to shock awake all of the people that have been in a vaccine COVID psychosis for the last 4 years to understand who the real enemy is. It's not black and white. It's not Christian conservatives against BLM. It is literally against a small group of satanic Canaanite parasites.
One thing I want to say about firearms and weapons. This is something that I noticed several years ago when I was still a cop. You know, so all this anti-gun legislation, right, and this fear agenda related to them wanting to take away our guns.
Yep.
The truth of the matter is that they could never take them, right, because of the Second Amendment. It says right to bear arms, right, and it doesn't dictate the manner in which that you can do so.
Yep.
Right, and it says shall not be infringed upon. It's fairly simple. They can't do it. My impression has always been this, is that all of this legislation, this fear related to it, is actually meant through fear to get us to buy more and more guns and ammo, to more heavily arm ourselves, so that America is just saturated with weapons, and then to create infighting and hate amongst each other so that we will kill each other off. Right, because that's the most efficient way to get rid of us is to have us kill each other.
That's the only way to get rid of us.
Yeah. So that was always the intent with gun legislation and gun confiscation, is not ever to take them. It's only to get us to buy more. Because every time that you see them push these big agendas, what happens? Gun sales skyrocket. Ammunition sales skyrocket. It has nothing to do with the more expensive they make them, the more people buy, because they think they're going to take them away. Right. So the shortage of firearms, they're so abundant. They're everywhere. Right. I mean, even in the liberal communities, they're saturated with guns. The liberals own massive amounts of guns, too. It doesn't matter. Right.
Yep. So let's get into the PowerPoint, because we're going to explain what the plan has always been. And it's taken a while to figure it out. But it's more than just taking down the deep state. It's a lot more than that. It's actually going to be your freedom, people. It's going to be your God-given law will be returned to you. It is about reinstalling the original Republic of the United States Constitution, not the one that's been stepped on by the Rothschilds and by the Crown Corporation and by, you know, King whoever. From the 19th century, right? Our Constitution has been rewritten and stepped on with United States in capital letters and things like that, because it's a maritime port in the eye of the Vatican and this is how we got in trouble with the taxation, how we become debt slaves, how we've been destroyed by inflation with the Federal Reserve. All of this has happened under modifying, manipulating the Constitution. So it's not the original one. So this show is the plan. This is what we're talking about today. So let's go to a Q post, because I'm not afraid to talk about them. A lot of people are sharing them now because they're becoming more relevant than ever. On Monday, the eclipse. Yes, CERN, NASA. The eclipse across the United States, the third eclipse in 7 years. We have a six-year delta. The post 1082. Plane crash, 1999. I was JFK Jr. Is he dead or alive? I believe he's alive. They faked the plane crash. They allowed Hillary Clinton to become senator. But going to 2016, the Russian hackers, the Russian army of cyber warriors, blocked the overseas servers that were located in Hunter Biden's Burisma office in eastern Ukraine. So they needed the coup in Ukraine 2014 to ensure Hillary would win the election. And the Russians were the ones that actually jammed all those servers, attacked them, shut them down to prevent all of the vote flipping that happened in 2020 when the servers were relocated in Hamburg by the CIA and had China flipping votes. That was allowed the second time on purpose to show how corrupt our country was on elections, on all of our judicial and law enforcement systems. It was been an amazing, eye-opening, long journey for the last 3.5 years. It's the start here, Rich, right? So the start was back in 2000. Go ahead, weigh in.
Oh, this is crazy. You know, like you said, the start was in 2000 when JFK Jr. faked his death. Everything started rolling. Then you had 9/11 happen, which... Yeah. You know, was put on a pedestal for everything displayed. And that's when the unraveling started, I think, was 9/11. And you saw this big push on the alternative media platform where the conspiracy stuff started to come out, the exposing started to come out then, right? And then we slowly, and then we work our way up into 2008, the 2008 financial crisis.
Yep.
Where... things got more exposed and people woke up a little bit more as a group, right, to prepare them for what was coming. And we got into a situation working up and through Obama that things were looking pretty dire. You know, it looked like they were pretty advanced in their process of destruction. You know, and I had the feeling during that time that this was all going to end very badly, right? That ultimately they were going to try to kill everybody, because I realized that in the state that the whole government was in, the whole corporate structure, that it was so compromised, so corrupted, incredibly expensive to maintain when you have this level of malfeasance happening everywhere.
Yep.
Every office is compromised, that it can't sustain itself. And it was too expensive to maintain. And so ultimately, I mean, logically, you would realize that they were going to have to go through a process of depopulation because there are far too many people for them to try to control.
Well, they wanted depopulation anyways. They probably had 6 or 7 resets in the past history. We don't know exactly how many, but there have been resets in the past, mud floods and other things. So we actually know it burned a lot of wooden structures and wooden cities in the 17th century, 18th century. So this has been going on in the past. So a lot of these big events were not accidental. They were engineered by the bankers of the day, the satanic bankers, and same thing today.
And then, you know, and then we get 2015 comes along.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden Trump emerges as this candidate, right? And then immediately during his campaign, his rhetoric is exposing, you know, he's airing the dirty laundry. He's exposing them. He's making them look really bad and putting them in a great state of fear.
Yeah.
But they thought that they...
Yeah, excuse me. But then he laser tags mainstream media as fake news. That was big, actually. So that began waking up a lot of people to what the hell's been going on. Continue.
That was a big sign to me, because in my experience as a whistleblower, I went to the mainstream news, right, on a whole bunch of different levels, and I tried to blow the whistle to them. and expose to them as a credible law enforcement officer that, you know, what was really going on and the level of corruption. And there was a massive, the total blockade, right? They would talk to me initially, and then they never give you a call back. They wouldn't answer the phone again when you try to call back. And so I realized that there was this centralized control system over the media that seemed to be working in cahoots with the government entity to keep the people unaware, right? Yep. To keep these lies going. And so then Trump re-exposes the media and the corrupt government, Hillary Clinton and all this stuff. And he starts to air just damning, terrible things, you know? And so it was quite entertaining to watch it all kind of unfold up to 2016. And I had doubts, you know, that he would be able to pull it off, not because I feared he didn't have the votes. I knew ultimately he would win, but I didn't know quite how he was going to do it. And then you explained it here with the Russian hackers, you know, that and that makes total sense to me.
It backs up the confirmation that there is a global white hat alliance, no matter what anyone says. I need proof. That's proof, because there's no way Trump was going to win it, because they were to steal it. They were tending to steal it back then. And then shockingly, they didn't have any of the vote flipping after midnight. So the reason for it was those Hunter Biden CIA servers in his Burisma office in Eastern Ukraine were completely inoperable. Jammed, shut down, whatever happened, cyber hacked, whatever it was, malware. I can't explain it, but suddenly they couldn't flip the votes. It was going to run through those servers in his office and were blocked completely. Let's get into this. So the plan. So, you know, Q is always talking about trust the plan. And people like, you know, they got disappointed because none of this plan had rolled out fast enough for people, right? We didn't see the pedophiles arrested 4 or 5 years ago. We didn't see any of this stuff. But we had to learn that how super infiltrated, hyper infiltrated, not only our government, but mainstream media, big tech, we are at war with corporate, big corporate, and big government. That is a fascist Fourth Reich model. That's who we've been fighting with. And people think it's communism. Communism is like the street crap. We've been fighting this giant superstructure above us, and that's what we've been dealing with. So the plan has always been to reinstall the original Republic of the United States, the Founding Fathers' original Constitution. That's the plan. But in order to succeed, to achieve the plan, they need two conditions. They absolutely need to avert a civil war, like we discussed, and the 300 here represents the Committee of 300, that, like you're talking about, you know, they want us at war. The deep state wants us at war all the time, right? And then the other condition for the alliance is it cannot be done as a coup. It has to be done legally. Go ahead, Rich.
Element of surprise. That's how 2016 happened. They were shocked of what occurred, you know. And then you said, you know, why the rapists and the pedophiles and everything weren't arrested. Well, the system is so compromised, it couldn't accommodate it. There's no way the system can hold itself accountable. And I think that's what's been exposed through this process, is that we have a system in place that is so corrupt and so compromised that it cannot have any self-accountability, right? There's no checks and balances.
Yep.
It's all corrupt. It's all rigged, right? It's all evil.
It totally is evil. And as Q said, it's only trust the plan, but military is the only way. Well, this is showing it. It is the only way. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the Law of War Manual. Really interesting that this 130-year-old document, I think it was started in 1890 or something like that. The Law of War Manual had to be updated to international standards, Geneva Convention and other international laws, on how a military is supposed to operate, even in its own country. So how was the alliance operation going to achieve this? How are they going to achieve no civil war, and how they achieve it's not a coup? Well, we'll walk you through it. So we got this fascinating letter from the General Counsel of the Department of Defense, June 12, 2015. It was a Friday. Well, that's interesting. So what does it say? It's really just a one-liner. It's the Department of Defense Law of War Manual is hereby promulgated, right, greenlit, basically promulgated, pursuant to the Department of Defense Directive's DOD Law of War Program, right? And it has a couple other little things here. But the idea is this simple thing says we are now, the military is now tasked to update this law. It took them a year and a half. It was basically completed in December 2016, and was, I think, updated one more time in the past couple of years for whatever reason. But what happens 2 days later, so the last business day of that week in June was Friday, was the 12th. On Sunday, Trump's birthday, what does he do? He comes down the escalator. Go ahead, Rich. I mean, this is big.
Well, I want to say this. You can't destroy evil with violence.
Nope.
Right? The only way that you can destroy it is to put a spotlight on it, to expose it and put it on a pedestal for all to see, to illuminate the shadows so it has no place to operate from or hide. And once that you've put it and exposed it, it's already destroyed. It's already dead, right? Because that's not its strength, is operating in the open. And see, that's what we have now, is that this thing has no place to hide. It has to operate from the open. So it has to show you what it is so it can do it and to try to maintain itself.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what Trump has done with this whole thing, is expose, expose, expose. He has been he's used provocation, right? He's used himself to provoke them, to force them to expose themselves.
I'm with you on that all the way. And in fact, for the audience, this is really important. John F. Kennedy, back in early 60s in his first term, was trying to do what Reagan tried in 1980, what Trump has begun again, right? Restarted for a third time, right? In 2016. So what we see, so let's make America great again. Well, Trump drops the less and just make America again. So this isn't Trump's movement. This movement was created by the military white hats to save America. After JFK was assassinated, 77 generals and admirals got together on Christmas Eve. Why Christmas Eve? Because the cabal, the devil cabal, have their ritual satanic sacrifices on Christmas Eve, on Christmas Day, and go through a two-week ritual underground, staying out of sight, concealed, as Rich says. So the face of the movement for the last 8 years has been Donald Trump. But Reagan was part of this. But what happened 6 weeks into it on the lower left is the assassination attempt of Ronald Reagan, or the warning. He survived. So at that point, the White House realized, holy mackerel, they didn't realize the entire government was infiltrated, but absolutely was. It was compromised and infiltrated everywhere. So they had to restart, work behind the scenes, infiltrate all these different secret societies, all these cults, the Committee of 300, Trilateral Commission, Foreign Relations, Council of Foreign Relations, all of it, Club of Rome. They had to infiltrate everything and see how they operated. That brought to the point in 2000 where an ex-Marine I spoke to earlier this week had spoke to one of the Alliance commanders back in 2000, 24 years ago. An Alliance commander says, our goal is to reinstall the Republic of the United States Constitution, the original Constitution. He says it's going to take a lot longer than we thought. So here we are, 24 years after that comment. You begin to see a time in 1963, JFK assassination, the attempt on Reagan's life in 1981, right? The Marine learning that, you know, the plan in 2000 is still a long way away. Trump comes in 2016, here we're at 2024, and we are on the precipice moment of this finally happening after 60-some years. Rich.
Yeah, I think we're almost done. You know, truthfully, our government was infiltrated almost from the onset, from the very beginning. You can see the evidence of the modification of the Constitution post 1804, because they changed the rules related to how the vice president is elected and how that is all set up, you know, because they wanted to be able, it's much easier to control and capture a vice president if he's underneath the same administration essentially as the president and on the same ticket, because originally it wasn't that way. The vice president was elected separately. He was the runner up to the president. So a lot of times he would have been from the, other party, you know, so it really the vice president had some power actually under the original format, you know, where now he's just a conduit of the administration, the cabinet of the elected
or president. He's a evil cipher like Mike Pence, in my opinion, and Lyndon B. Johnson, both cabal scumbags, both Satanists, in my opinion, both of them. probably others as well.
Well, you know, another thing it's important to bring up is that Trump is a wartime president. You know, they tried to assassinate him over Puget Sound when he came back from North Korea.
Yep.
When they fired that
missile out of Scotland. They tried to assassinate Air Force One in Hawaii. He had about 25 attempts of his life during his first term.
So, and then the election comes upon us, right, where we were warned by Q, we were warned by Trump that they were going to engage in this massive fraud. You know, they even showed pictures of boxes sent from China, really Red Cross boxes full of ballots that were coming in. So you had China using the Red Cross. They were just showing you everything that was going to happen, but they never actually said that they were going to allow the fraud to happen. That was a surprise. You know, we all kind of thought that they were going to overcome it, but that wasn't the plan.
No, they had to let it happen. The plan was just, in military terms, to stand down and let it happen. We had to see it.
Because all these executive orders, 13848, the other ones that he put forward, the informing us, he invoked the Insurrection Act on January 17th, 2021. That's when they took Parler down, was when he put that post out, and they took the whole platform down. So he wanted to let everybody know that what was going on. So when this election fraud happened, he wasn't overcome by this fraud. It wasn't as if he was displaced by this fraud. He just stepped aside. He maintained his position as CIC of the Republic because he had separated the Republic, you know, from the corporation when essentially he was elected in 2015. And through that was a process where he started to dismantle the corporation, separated the landmass and the assets away from the corporation.
Yep.
Right. And so when this fraud came, we were in a state of war. We were attacked by foreign entities and from the inside at the same time. It's not as if this election fraud actually overcame the Republic. It didn't. It just separated the corporation from the Republic, right? A corporation that was already in a process of dissolution and on its way to full bankruptcy.
Correct.
Right. So essentially, he stepped to the side, went into private life, continued to expose the corporation as it's collapsing, you know, so that at a certain point during this process, he can return and finish the job.
Yep. Right. I'm with you on that. Let's get to law of war manual, because people like, nothing's happening. Nothing's going to happen. What's the plan? The plan is a law of war manual. It's part of the plan to return the Constitution to its original form, right? Under God's law, not the cabal, not the Babylonian law, not the law, not the maritime law, none of that crap. So if you go to 11.7.1, law of war manual, you can read all of it, but basically I'm just going to read the highlight of the yellow, right? Security of its forces for the maintenance of law and order and a proper administration of the country. Do you see law and order anywhere in a proper administration of the country, Rich?
No. They failed in that obligation.
That's completely failed under the current regime, and it's failed even at the county level. You've dealt with that. Even at the state level, you dealt with that, and it's failing everywhere. So this is important. This will begin to cascade once it becomes really apparent and the military will be activated in the streets of the United States, all I can tell you. In 1718.4, such conduct may be criminalized under a variety of domestic laws relating to treason. Well, that's why he's seen the build out of Guantanamo Bay, second evidence room, second court system, 1,000 barracks added, the prisons expanded, gallows expanded, same thing in Guam. Apparently, the alliance has built something in Diego Garcia. It really is offshore places where these tribunals either have been going on, are still going on, and will definitely continue going on once this all happens. But what it's talking about is treason, hostile expeditions against other state, material support of terrorism and piracy. We're going to see all this. Americans are going to help the foreign terrorist invaders. So let me read this on page 59 of Law of War Manual. On the theater of active military operations where war really prevails, there is a necessity to furnish a substitute for the civil authority. Hello? What's going to substitute civil authority? The military. Thus overthrown to preserve the safety of the army. That is paramount, right? You got the Marine's got to save himself before he saves his injured comrade, right? So you have to do that. So the safety of the Army and society, and has no power left but the military. So military is going to take over through the law of war, man. It's the highest law in the United States. It's aligned with international. And this was 1866 after the Civil War.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about this. You and I talked about a month ago, and I'm with you. So General Flynn said it was a black swan on the bridge. It was not. It was a White Hat Alliance false flag on purpose to expose the human trafficking through container ships. That was the operation. It had nothing to do with the financial. It's not financial catastrophe. It's not going to take 5 years to rebuild a bridge. They've already opened part of the channel to the harbor, so that can go on. Is it disruptive? Sure, but they can rebuild a bridge of some sort in a matter of 6 months or less. I know, I used to be in that industry. But more important is the real black swan, which is a global financial meltdown. Why? Because we've never had a global financial meltdown. We had the 2008 crash, which is the Great Recession. We had the Great Depression in the 30s, 1930s, that is. This black swan is a highly, the definition of black swan per the naming of this term and his book, Nassim Taleb, a Wall Street guru back in the 2000s, he says is a highly improbable. Improbable is the operative word. Well, we've never had a global complete meltdown. That's highly improbable. Well, now it appears it's coming. So we're going to have a black swan event. And like we've seen before, whether it's Puff Daddy or Epstein Island ready to release names of pedophiles, the next day after Epstein Island released, beginning of the year, we had the alien invasion of Mars. I mean, of the Miami Mall, excuse me. And what happened there? Well, they changed the narrative. And what happened a couple of weeks ago? Well, we had P. Diddy, right? And immediately the Key Bridge falls down the next day, and that changes the narrative. So when this black swan happens, in my opinion, you're going to have a false flag. And Rich, to your point, you talked about a false flag happening on a Friday. Take it from there.
You know, I got to go back for a minute. Who are the insurrectionists? Who are the insurrectionists?
Yeah, who are they?
It's the people that committed and facilitated the election fraud with the help of foreign entities, right? It's correct. The people who certified fraudulent elections knowingly. Those are the insurrectionists.
The ones that are allowing the infiltration of our open borders in Canada and in Mexico to come across, to come in free, they're the insurrectionists as well. Do you agree?
I agree. These are the same people who facilitated and were complicit in mass murder, and they did it for money to pass off these death injections on the people to try to mitigate the population so they could more control, right? This is the same entity,
yep.
Right? These are the same people who did this. This is your local governments. This is the state governments. This is the federal government administrated at the local level.
They are the enemy, most of them.
How do you get rid of those people?
Well, here we go. So we got a false flag on Friday. The mainstream media gets a good 48 hours, Saturday and Sunday, to blow this out of proportion. It's likely an act of treason, which, you know, you talked about. And then Trump returns on Monday morning in whatever capacity. Commander-in-Chief, President, number 19 of the Republic. I don't know, but he comes back, right?
Mm-hmm. How do you get rid of these people, though? You have to debase the U.S. dollar. You have to get rid of the U.S. dollar because that's their charter of operation. That's their contract.
Yep, that's their contract. And Trump's a master of what? Debt. He's a master of the Babylon debt enslavement fiat money system. He was the ideal candidate, not just to be the face of the movement, but really he forensically, under the CARES Act, they took the Federal Reserve under the U.S. Treasury in 2020. So Pelosi had no idea what she was signing. The Trump administration took full control of the Federal Reserve and did a 107-year audit back in 2020 of the Federal Reserve to see where every penny went. They know exactly what took place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he knows how to dissolve a company.
He's done it a few times. Yeah. What's interesting, though, coming back Monday morning is going to do what? Trump derangement syndrome on what? Hyperdrive? So we're going to have.
I think, like you said, on Monday morning, they're going to use element of surprise on this thing.
This false flag is an act of treason. He's going to react to it. We've got to stop this. He'll come back. I'm X, and that's when the Democrats and the Uniparty, the jackals in Congress, are going to call for what? You're going to blame Trump for a coup. Then the mainstream media is going to jump in as well and do the same thing. They're going to try to destroy Trump there, and they're going to call for riots and protests, riots disguised as protests in the blue cities, right? So this is kind of like what we see as a timeline. Correct, Rich?
I think so. And I think that with this violence and the exposure of this corruption that happens in, really fast and on a huge scale, I think this is what brings in an economic collapse, a stock market collapse,
right.
A dollar collapse.
You're right. The beginning of the black swan, you get the false flag, you get Trump, you get complete disarray in our government, you get lying mainstream media trying to put it all, keep it all together. Then you have the riots. And what's important about the riots this time? This time is, oh, law of war man. This is very important. There are, under the Constitution, three kinds of military jurisdiction. There's one, two, and three. Let me read three. To be exercised in a time of invasion or insurrection. Oh, we're here. We got both an invasion and we got both an insurrection. Check and check. Within the limits of the United States. Oh, that's inside our country. Or during a rebellion within the limits of states maintaining adhesion to the national government when the public danger requires its exercise. That is the activation right here. Page 755. When's the military going to show up? Well, when this happens, when the invaders and the insurrectionists join together and destroying the cities, that's the trigger, in my opinion. Rich?
Oh, we're in the setup right now. We're in
totally
the setup to this.
They're right. And I know through friends, Army medics, a whole plane full of Army medics were deployed last on Good Friday overseas to Europe. I got friends in Louisiana told me the same thing. There's a lot of military being activated. The radar system in the United States was shut down pretty much on Monday. Really, really bizarre stuff. There's a lot of strange, stealthy stuff going on. And I think the military is moving in multiple fronts and multiple positions. There's wars overseas. The Book of Revelation, Armageddon War, trying to be set up there by the Satanic Cabal in Israel. We got Russia, Ukraine. We got our own country. There is, and then we got an earthquake in Taiwan, which amazingly, suddenly, during or right after that earthquake, there were 9 Chinese PLA Navy ships, and it was 30 Chinese aircraft right basically surrounding Taiwan. So I don't know if they were probing to see the response to the earthquake, but I believe they're going to invade Taiwan pretty soon. Rich?
I would think so. I think that you're going to see multiple things kick off at one time when this Taiwan invasion happens, like probably a hot phase in the Middle East to some degree, maybe engagement in Europe with Russia from NATO forces, because they're going to want to blow things up as big as possible for this thing when they kick it off. You know, it's this is a Hail Mary, right? It's going to be a Hail Mary.
Yep. And let me read the paragraph after that on page 755. The first of these may be called jurisdiction under military law, which means the military takes over. Not only do they tamp down the insurrection and invaders and deal with them physically, violently, militarily, right? But they do so legally, because then the country goes under military law and the Supreme Court doesn't matter anymore, nor do any other bar association courts. The military will take over. They'll have no choice in order to save the country, right? The safety of the army and the safety of the society. This is going to happen. And is found in acts of Congress prescribing rules and articles of war or otherwise providing the government of the national forces. The second may be distinguished as the military. It is written right in the law of war manual. Again, no accident, people. Rich?
I think that when the military comes in and when this all starts to unfold, meaning the Friday to the Monday event, the military deploys, they're going to put us in a state of martial law. And I think we're going to stay in that state of martial law until they get the local governments and the state governments dissolved, at least to a certain degree. The leadership will have to be gone.
Yeah.
And then they'll come in and then we'll start restoring order, I guess you could say. Right.
Well, I agree with you taking down the local stuff. And how's that going to happen? It's not going to happen by armed Marines. It is going to happen by 2020, Trump like activated a million army soldiers and National Guard, sent them overseas when there were no wars going on. I heard they were trained and deputized. and are sent back as migrants through the open borders. So they were flown around the country, put in positions like, you know, with the actual migrants, illegal invaders, terrorists, PLA soldiers, put in position around the city and are taking what? They're doing intelligence on who they're going to arrest, how they're going to arrest it. These are basically, you know, undercover Army intelligence officer. They're going to take out the white collar criminals, right? The CEOs of corporations, right, that have been involved in this, right? The governors, mayors, council members, attorney generals, they're taking those people down. This is coming. Now, what's going to happen in the streets once the riots happen, caused by the uniparty jackals and mainstream media, is 2020 is completely different than 2024. In 2020, we mostly had, no matter what you think of them, you had Antifa and BLM and some thugs, and 98-99% of those people were American citizens. So the military wasn't needed at that time. And eventually, that summer of revolution, the color revolution of 2020, did calm down to a degree, right? We had, since then, we've had foreign terrorists by the millions pouring across our border. That's going to activate, under the law of war manual, the Marines to come in to different cities, Marines, Army, whoever they're going to be, special operators to actually take down those cities, right? Take full control of cities and shoot to kill orders. Juan O'Savin has said, shoot to kill. Trump twice warned the deep state, the belligerent occupiers in Washington, using at the end of two rallies, one in Cleveland on September 25th, 2022, I believe, a American flag without the, you know, maritime trimmings, gold fringe, and he blacked out the stars. That is code that no quarter. And he gave this warning twice. Well, the no quarter means the Marines are not going to arrest people. They're going to shoot people. They're going to kill people, the enemy, whether it's an American citizen, unfortunately, or whether it's going to be one of these foreign invaders, terrorists, or whatever. So it is going to be a completely different operation that's coming, and it's all done legally with no coup, by the way. With, when this is over, there will be no civil war either. So these two conditions will be met, in my opinion, followed by the return of the Republic of the United States. Rich, go ahead.
It is. Well, I think that what really this is it's us dissolving the police state, right? It's not us, I guess. It's a process of dissolving the police state that we are currently in, right? Because we are in a police state. That's what we live under.
Correct.
Right? So the shoot to kill thing, this mop-up operation, I guess you could say, to deal with this problem immediately is kind of a signal to show you that we're going to be out of this business of prisons, right? We're not going to be putting people into long-term incarceration, not to rehabilitate them, right? We're going to deal with these problems in a more real way to where we can actually stop this behavior from reoccurring.
Right. Right? We're going to stop the vaccine mandates and the dictatorships of unelected officials in the CDC, FDA, and all that. We're going to get them out of our lives. They're going to be completely destroyed, dismantled, downsized, some of them. You might need some of them, but not the way we've had them in the past 50 years. They're going to be gone. Rich, now you sent in 2016, without really knowing any of the story we've talked about for last year, it wasn't even the Q operation, wasn't even the first post, wasn't until October of 2017. So before that happened, you sent two long emails to Trump, and you sent one even to Trump Tower in New York City and one to the White House. Talk to us of what you sent to him.
Basically, because of my experience that I had had, you know, and I had changed my life after my experience, because I realized that there wasn't really any point to continue to participate in this system. This thing was on a short time. It was on a clock and it was expiring, right? That was very obvious to me. You know, my intent was to essentially dig a hole in the ground, crawl inside and wait for the dust to settle and to come out and find out who survived. Cause I thought that that's the route we were going. And then he came in and it certainly appeared that something else was happening. And I wrote him a couple of letters. I waited till after he was president-elect. I sent a long email to Trump Tower just to warn him, essentially, to tell him what my experience was, that at least from my perspective of what he had projected, I didn't know that he understood how bad that it really was, that it was much worse than even he thought, that every office was compromised, essentially. And that this uphill battle that he had in front of him and what I thought these people were all about, essentially. I even warned him, I believe, that he was going to be spied on and that the FBI was a corrupt organization that was essentially managing this whole entire mafia. And essentially that I put myself at great risk by sending him this letter because I knew that they were already watching me. And I assumed they were watching him, obviously, and I didn't get a response on that one. And then I waited until after he was inaugurated, and I essentially sent a very similar letter to the White House. And I never received any response from it, and because I offered my services, you know, to any level that I possibly could give him to help, you know, because I knew that this was certainly a life or death situation and that all your chips had to be in, you know, in this thing. You had to bet the house on it. Because this was the only chance that we had. And I just wanted to help any way that I could, you know, because that's all that really mattered, you know. And you know, thankfully, we were given the opportunity to help and to engage in this thing, you know, because I think it was absolutely necessary that we did engage and that we did take part in this, you know, and we did fight this evil on our own, you know.
Yeah.
Because we did.
No, we look, this is 6,000-year-old operation against mankind.
Yeah.
We've been at war against the Sumerians, the Canaanites, the Pharisees, the Egyptians, the Venetians, Phoenicians, all of them. All of these evil people, all controlled through the fractional reserve money system all the way to the very day. When this comes to a crash, it's going to be a near-death experience. It might be a scare event. It might be Project Bluebeam, you know, faking a nuclear war. We don't know. But when this happens, it's going to be 1,000 times bigger than 9/11. Everybody in the world will never forget the day this happens. And we're then going to see the activation, the winning back. And this is a global alliance. So it's not just the United States going to remove governments, evil governors. It is going to happen in Canada. It's going to happen in most of Europe. It's going to happen in Australia, New Zealand. They're going to take all of them down. And I absolutely believe, and the alliance has proven to me, that Putin is a counterintuitive white hat. Trump's a white hat. And I believe Xi Jinping is a double agent white hat. Because if you know his history, his father was a Chinese communist member way back in the 60s and was murdered by Mao. And Xi Jinping was born where? On a farm. He's a peasant. He didn't have the education. So what did he do? He plagiarized, I'm going to say this proudly, he plagiarized his way through high school, through college, in order to enter the Communist Party. And then he strong-armed himself. He prepared. This is not the mafia. It's not like I'm getting revenge next week on so-and-so shooting up the, you know, the saloon. No, this is not that. Chinese revenge is often a lifetime. And Xi Jinping is going to take down the evil part of the Communist Party. However big that is, 90 million members, I can't tell how many. He's already taken down several coups against them. And what's interesting, so Xi Jinping is a gray hat, I would call. The black hats is sold out to Satanists and to the globalists. So they're not for Chinese people at all, or Chinese culture, in fact. So what Xi Jinping is doing is going to, he is, along with everyone else, is going to destroy the global satanic order. That's what's coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, without the people engaging in this thing, engaging in irregular warfare, psychological warfare, because I was doing that for quite some time prior to even all this stuff kicking off, I knew that this was the fight for our own lives, you know, that, like I told you, this is a life and death situation, and that I spent a lot of time thinking about how I could fight these people, how I could expose them, essentially, what were their vulnerabilities. And to me, I realized that I could use their own weaponry against them with the internet to essentially start exposing them, you know, and exposing who they really were, you know, and at least my experience of what I knew. You know, and I realized that based on what the experience that I had, that this was a systemic problem. This wasn't just enough of it showed itself to me to show that it was networked and centralized, and that it was essentially one operator that was running the whole thing.
Yep.
Right. So I realized we had no choice, and I knew that I was on my own, at least I felt like, for a very long time. But, you know, I had to convince myself that one person could make a difference and one person could change the world. And this was a once in a lifetime opportunity to stand up against this huge evil and to assert yourself against it, you know, and to do whatever you could, you know. And it just so happens that there was a whole army behind us, you know, and that we were essentially just part of it, you know. And it was God, essentially, that he's the one that really started this thing. This is his operation, you know, and he enlisted the people that he thought could help, and he compelled them to engage. And that's where we're all at now. We are the Q forces. We are, you know, this alliance. It's us.
Yeah, it is us. COVID did us a favor. It was supposed to divide us. It actually united us over time. Once we saw through the PSYOP and the fake virus and the bioweapon clot shots, those evil vaccines. Once we've seen that, we've come together now, and it's basically game over. They cannot defeat us on information. They're trying to censor us information. They cannot win that war. Rich, we're out of time. Next week, you and I are going to discuss your deep dive into Sasquatch, because it's not what people have seen on TV. It's not what people really understand. It's something very unique, and we'll cover that next week. Thank you very much, Rich.
Thanks.